But I think it's a step forward, and at the same time, I think people in the street were expecting more. But I think definitely it's a step forward, and one of the most important subjects that I thought about was the mention of the support of the actual committees on the ground and the activists on the ground with a direct support.
But all they've agreed to is more sanctions and support for the opposition. Weren't you hoping for a lot more?
So I didn't get that. So it's a bit noisy.
All they have done is call for more sanctions and support for the opposition.
Yeah.
Were you not hoping for much more?
Of course, we were hoping for much more. Yeah. Of course, we were hoping for much more. And this was the message that we thought that it went through, but there isn't more results than that. This is why I said the one positive point that I thought about was the direct support for the committee and the activists, because without that kind of support, it will be very difficult to keep on going.
Were you hoping that they would back some form of no-fly zone?
Well, I think it's difficult to do that once when the opposition is not really asking for it directly. There was no clear demand from the opposition representative on that subject. But of course, we were hoping for more for no fly zone. We were hoping for more support for even. Some kind of support for the Free Syrian Army in different manners.
Like what? Arming them?
What I'm talking about. This is what the street. This is what the people inside Syria are demanding. This is what the reaction was in the street today on Friday before they went on the demonstration. They were really hoping for a stronger demand from the opposition for a no-fly zone and a stronger demand on even intervention. What I'm talking about is the activists on the street now, but there was not such a thing from the opposition part and not even from the meeting. Some of the activists that were here today and representatives, and they represent, they demanded that. Directly.
Given how little practical support the international community has provided and the continuing divisions that emerge in the international community, why did you attend the conference?
Because we were hoping for a much stronger position, because this is the third meeting, and we thought that it will have a different outcome, a different plan, and a much stronger action.
So, do you go home?
And this is what we've been criticizing, that we don't only need some kind of communique, but a supporting communique, because that very difficult to translate to any real help.
And do you feel you've gone home empty-handed?
Sorry?
Do you feel you've gone home empty-handed?
More or less, as I said, our only hope is the people to be able to continue on the ground and keep on their protesting and the revolutionary movement keep on going. And one of the most important parts for the movement to keep on going is the support, and the support directly to the committees on the ground. Apart from that, we're still in the international political game, And I think somewhere or another, the international community are looking for some kind of a political solution, and they're not representing that yet. But this is purely what's been happening in between Geneva and now. There is some kind of push between the Syrian friends and against the Russian position. But all we can read is there is some kind of political solution that they will come out with in the future. And I think that's what's been orchestrated. And that's definitely not what the people in Syria are asking for, because we definitely don't want anything similar to the Yemenite solution. And there was a very interesting thing that happened, is the defection of the general class today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Are you encouraged? Yeah, and
I think it's part of the game. And this guy is not defecting because he's already felt sorry for his people. He's part of the murdering the people, and he's part of the crimes that have been committed, himself and his father. So his older brother has been playing opposition for a few months, and now his defection is probably some kind of a workaround from the regime, or it could be part of the solution. And the fact that event was mentioned by the French foreign minister during the conference was a bit alarming for me. Of course, we encourage all kinds of defection. Of course, we encourage all kinds of defection. We encourage the defection of the higher rank generals and army people. But my first analysis of this specific section is some kind of could be used as part of the solution that somebody is going to suggest.
What do you mean? Explain a bit more.
Well, I mean, because he is part of the regime. He's been part of the regime for a very long time. He's very close to the Assad family. He's very, very close to them. He's generally in the Company Guards, and he is close with Bashar, and he's close with a friend with Maher, and he used to be very close friend with the older brother, and he's got a history with his father, and his whole family is part of the regime that has been pressing the people in the country for so long. So his defection now, I mean, a few weeks ago he was telling people inside Syria himself that the regime will soon win and everything will go back to normal and the regime will get control over the country. So his defection all of a sudden, just the idea that he succeeded to leave the country with his rank is a bit suspicious. And also his specific defection, because he's been put aside for a while now, so it might be used in a way or another. Maybe there's some scenario that part of the army will do something to make a change. I think the international community is heading to find a solution where they move Bashar and give us a similar solution to the Yemenite solution. And this defection could be part of it. But it's very early to say. It just happened last night. But this is my first sense of it. Do you understand what I'm trying to describe?
Do you mean that you don't want some sort of transition government involving figures like him? You want a clear out?
Definitely. Definitely not. Any kind of transition with any people that have been part of, any people that have been involved in the killing, either in the recent revolution or in the history of this government.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to us. Thank you.